Yoshua, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes. So we're still describing the southern boundary of Shevet Binyamin, which is kind of torturous because we don't know exactly where all of these places are. But as you look on the map graphic of the best estimate that we have of Binyamin, you can see a very jaggedy edge, as the way the Nach always describes it, getting broader and then narrower and then broader and then narrower. So Pasuk Yud Tes. But we had stopped at Arava, and now V'avar Hagvul El Kesef Beis Chaglot Safona. The border passed through the northern side of Beis Chagla. And again, the cities that are south of the border are going to be Yehuda cities. South of the border, you'll make your run. Acapulco, down in Yehuda. V'hayu Sotzosav Hagvul, Sotzos Hagvul, and the border's enlargement, getting wider again, proceeded El Lashon Yam HaMelach Tzafona, to the northern tip of the Yam HaMelach, of the Dead Sea, El Kitzei HaYarden Negba, at the end of the Yarden River, Zeg Vul Negev. This is the southern border of Binyamin. So as you look, we continue on, heading now from left to right, where you see Beis HaArava, this kind of jaggedy edge now going upwards a little, and then jaggedy down again, past Beis Chagla, to the Yam HaMelech on the south, on the bottom side, and the Yarden River on the northern side. And so that's the southern border of Shevet Binyamin. And the eastern border, finally, something easy, V'hayarden Yigbol Oso Lefas Kedma. And the Yarden River borders it on the eastern side, the Chelek of Binyamin. Zos Nachalas B'nei Binyamin Ligbul Oseha Saviv. This is the inheritance of Binyamin, according to its surrounding borders, which we took all the way around. L'mishpachosam, according to their families. So the Shevet Binyamin border is now complete and whole. V'hayu ha'arim l'mate b'nei Binyamin, l'mishpachosehem. And these are the cities of Shevet Binyamin, according to their families. And they include Yericho, so now we know who Yericho belongs to, and Ubeis Chagla, Ve'emek Kitzitz. And Emek Kitzitz is one town name. Emek Kitzitz, the precise location, uncertain. Somewhere by Emek Achor, apparently, in modern lingo. Ubeis HaArava, which we mentioned as part of the boundaries. Utsimor Rayim, apparently about 4 miles north of 4 miles north of Yericho. It's by the Yarden River. Ubeis El, and then there's a great deal of discussion of Beis El, because there is a Beis El which belongs to Shevet Ephraim, and Luz and all of that, and then this Beis El, so presumably there is more than one. It's a name we have seen multiple times before. V'ha Avim, V'ha Para, V'Ofra. Avim, Para, and Ofra. Three more cities. Again, not exact locations certain. Pasuk Chav Dalet, U'Kifar Ha Amona, pre-exiv there. V'ha Ofni, and Ofni is a city. It gets a little hay of possessiveness, but it's Ofni. Allegedly 2 miles north of Beis El. It's called Gufnis in Masechta Brachos. Vogova, and the city of Geva. Geva is a very famous city because of Pilegesh Begiva. So it's interesting that it gets mentioned here, because Giva is going to be a source of huge historical crisis for Shevet Binyamin later. So it's mentioned here. Arim Shtei Mesrei V'Chatzreihen. Altogether, 12 cities and their villages. Pasuk Chaf Hei. We're going to try to plow through and get it done, but still within our 6 to 7 minute at most if we possibly can. Givon, which is east of Mitzpah. This is where we fast Song Gedalia. This is where the murderer of Gedalia, Yishmael ben Nesanya, was located in Givon. It was going to be a city. Eventually, we'll see in Perek Chaf Aleph that goes to the Levium. The Ha-Ramah, and Uve-Eros, a couple of miles northwest of Ramah. And all of these are more cities of Binyamin that we are mentioning. The Ha-Mitzpeh, the Ha-Kefira, the Ha-Motzah. Mitzpeh, Kefira, and Motzah. Mitzpeh is not Mitzpeh Gilad. This is Mitzpeh where in Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel got the people together on occasion. Motzah is a place where they used to gather the Aravos for the Beis HaMikdash, for the great ceremonies on Sukkot. Pasuk Chav Zayin, almost done. Verekem v'yirpe'el v'sar Allah. And finally, v'tzela, Pasuk Chav Ches, v'tzela ho'elef, tzela, elef, v'hayivusi. And a city called Yivusi, hi Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim. So it's interesting that the Psukim mentioned in Pasuk Tesvav that Yehuda was given Yerushalayim. And now in Perek Tesvav, that Yerushalayim was given to Yehuda. And now in Perek Yudches, we mentioned that Yerushalayim was given to Binyamin. And there's a big discussion about where the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash was located, Binyamin's or Yehuda's. And Radak brings down one opinion that it was in both at the same time. And finally, Givas and Kiryas are the last cities. Arim Arba Esrei V'Chatzrehen. This is 14 cities in their villages. So we had 12 before and 14 now. Zos Nachalas B'nei Binyamin L'Mishpachosam. This is the inheritance of the B'nei Binyamin according to their families. Givas is an important city later. It is the place where Shaul HaMelech was born. And Shmuel Hanavi is going to mention it there. Having finished Perek Yud Ches, we move on to other Shvatim now in Perek Yud Tes and on.